And good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at stanleckbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. I am Eddie Fury. Cliff Emmy would be with me, but he is on DTE storm weather assignment. Big meetings going on. There might be a storm coming our way, but that's okay. Backing him up, coming in as a six-man, although he's on first team in my book. Jonathan Bisher from Thumbtail Getter Sports.
Well, the TSA back in the day didn't think that.
Wow, you're a pretty good player.
So, yeah. We'll see. We'll see about that.
I heard you're a pretty good coach right now in junior high.
Yeah, so. It's still early in the season. A lot can change.
All right. So, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. It's been a while since I seen you.
I know. Well, let me see. I saw you at the state champ. Well, no, I see you at bowling.
I guess, yeah. Forget about bowling. That's such a blur, man.
Yeah, that, it is. But you try to get in the zone for that, you know, when you're bowling against yourself. And anyways, we're not doing too well, so
no,
that's okay.
We are struggling. We aren't riding the struggle bus, Eddie. We're driving the struggle bus.
So winter sports is in full gear right now, and we are in a major league play. Last night did the high school boys basketball game, our third game of the season, with our live high school broadcast. It was the Sandusky boys basketball team, the Sandusky Wolves, defeating the Ubley Bearcats 44-33 last night in Sandusky. Big win there for Sandusky to bounce back at two straight wins after the loss to Harbor Beach. Tonight, though, we're seeing the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team as they were up against a pretty good, tough Marlette Red Raider girls basketball team themselves here at Marlette High School. And we get ready for this big game. Now, Sandusky just suffering a loss also, after winning 28 straight games, I believe, to Harbor Beach. We'll talk about that game in just a bit. Have you seen any girls basketball teams? I think you have with Harbor Beach and Ubley, right?
Yeah, I seen Harbor Beach Ubley a week ago. Today in Harbor Beach, Harbor Beach came with a win there after ending Sandusky's 28-game winning streak in the East. Sandusky then, of course, has a nice bounce-back win against a shorthanded Ubley on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And now they have to come to Marlette, which is always a tough place to play, and see if they can beat a very well-coached Red Raider team, another shorthanded team for Sandusky to take on.
All right, Harbor Beach, we had mentioned, 4-0 in league play. They are 7-1 overall. Their low loss, I believe, the best team in our coverage area in Sand Lake Broadcasting.
Might be the best team in the state.
Might be the Kingston Cardinals girls basketball team. Marlette right now 3-0 in league play. They are 6-2 overall. Sandusky 1-1 after that one league loss to Harbor Beach. And they are 6-1 overall with that loss. Ubley is 1-2, 4-3. Brown City 1-2, 3-6. Memphis 0-3, 3-5. And KPEC 0-2, 1-5 in the basement there of the Greater Thumb East in high school girls basketball. But this is kind of anybody's race. Harbor Beach right now playing really good basketball. We're going to find out what Marlette has when they go up against Harbor Beach also. They have yet to face each other. I'm looking forward to that game myself. But it could be anybody's game right now with Harbor Beach, Marlette, and Sandusky. I would even throw Brown City at this point in there. They had a couple close games here, but Marlette came out on top of them.
Brown City and Ubley are those kind of two teams in the middle of the pack there. They're not going to win the league, but they could definitely affect the league standings. They're both the type of team, well-coached, that are going to play tough defense, and they might come away with a low-scoring win against a Marlette or against a Sandusky or against a Harbor Beach. And Ubley almost did that last week against Harbor Beach. Brown City almost did that Tuesday against Marlette. So it's kind of one of those things where you don't know how this might end up. Yeah, it looks like Harbor Beach and Sandusky and Marlette are up top, but Ubley and Brown City aren't far behind. They could definitely be in the mix for messing up these standings up top.
All right, we'll talk more about both these teams here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's a pregame right now. In the junior varsity girls basketball game, it is Sandusky Wolves JV team leading 40-15 against this Marlette team here. Hey, look at the officiating crew here. We have Dave Lester here, and we also have, well, I remember her as Bree Wojciechowski back in the day.
Now it's Bree Puff.
Yes, Bree Puff.
Two former coaches.
And John 40 here also. I do believe he was on the Elmont football team as a coach also.
There you go.
This season. So talk to Dave Lester, I still call him Coach Lester.
Everybody does.
Yes.
That is his Twitter handle.
Oh, is it?
It's Coach Lester.
And this is the first game they've officiated together, he said. So, yeah, very cool. Of course, they'll be here for both games. All right, put that out there right now. All right, they need officials, by the way, so go get them. Go out there and apply and be one. We'll be right back. We'll talk about what these teams, Sandusky and Marlette, girls basketball team, have done throughout the season and a couple other game notes that we have. Collected from our fine Thumb Sports Writers Media Association out there with their coverage of games, and hopefully we'll see some here.
Mike Gallagher, tonight. Where are you at?
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back here on WBGV. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's take a look what these teams have done so far throughout the season. Let's look at the Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team start off the season on December 5th. By the way, high school boys started this year before the girls season.
Not too often do you see that.
No. 41-24 started off, and then the second game of the season for Marlette was a close loss to Cass City, 29-32 in a cross-conference game. Three straight wins after that in early to mid-December with a win over Dryden, 43-35, over Capec, 60-8, and Dackerville, 30-27. Dackerville, I do believe, came here during for a holiday game. And then the competition. They took on some competition against a pretty good Croswell-Lexington team. That was the opener of the Holiday Showcase at SC4. That was a loss for Marlette, 43-28. And then two straight wins with over Memphis last week, 29-18, coming off the Holiday. And then a pretty good big win here over Brown City this past week, 46-32 for Marlette. Now they've got Sandusky, they got Ubley, they got Harbor Beach, they've got the Gauntlet here starting as of this past week here, JB.
Yeah, this is really what's going to test Marlette, see how good they are. They lost to a very good Croslex team right before Christmas break, or right during Christmas break. Lost to a streaky Cassidy team early in the season, but they've won the games that they're supposed to win. They've taken care of business. Now they're really going to get tested in league play here tonight with Sandusky, who, yeah, they have that one league loss, but they're still the Kings of the East or Queens of the East because, well, they win the East every year, it seems like, and until Harbor Beach or a Marlette or an Ubley defeats them in one of these upcoming years, if not this year, it's going to be their league to lose. So Marlette's looking to take that big step this year. Of course, they're under head coach Kathy Storm that's been here for years and years and years. Now she's got Chris, her husband, helping her also the last couple of years. So I really
expect... And a Sandusky player.
And a former Sandusky player, yes.
Chris Krasinski.
I really expect them to take a big leap forward this year, and this is really the time for them to show that leap.
Well, Gabby Martinez has been a catalyst. She had 16 points in that win against Brown City. 12 points for Addie Ruggles also for Marlette Red Raiders. Delaney Gades with 9 points. Throw in Lily Lemansky. She had 4 points, but she does the dirty work on the floor also. And I mention those names because, first of all, Lily Lemansky, she's continuing a cross-country career. All-stater signs with SC4. Marlette's Gabby Martinez just wrapped up a volleyball history with a pretty good Marlette volleyball team, if you recall. She signed her national letter of intent to play volleyball at SC4 also. Marlette softball star, Delaney Gage. She's going to play softball at Northwood. She's a pitcher there. And then Marlette three-sport star, college, Olivia Finley, high jumping at Wayne State. Now, Olivia Finley, one of the top players here, she's not been able to play since the volleyball season and a scrimmage in basketball due to concussion issues.
Yeah, so they're going to be out with probably their best player in Olivia Finley, but that's who you mentioned that's been stepping up. It starts with Gabby Martinez, the big forward inside. Then you got to add in Lily Lemansky, Delaney Gage, Adeline Ruggles, and then don't forget about Olivia Finley's younger sister, Alex Finley. She's kind of that up-and-coming next Finley or Schaub bloodline that you hear so well.
They're in the stands right now, too.
And Marlette, that we could eventually see that breakout performance this season.
All right, that's what they did against Brown City, we had mentioned. Also, against Croswell-Lexington, I want to look at that game. Pretty good competition there. Marlette, in the second quarter, they chipped away at the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers lead, going on a 9-8 run, but Croswell held an 18-11 halftime lead. The second half, some big runs from both teams. Pioneers have pushed their lead 30-15. Marlette used a 10-0 run, able to cut the Croswell lead to just 5 points, 30-25, but Croswell was able to respond 11-0 run, something that Sandusky can do. But lately this season, Sandusky has been a little bit low scoring this season, it seems, down about averaging about, let me see, the last couple games, only about 31 points last time against Ubley, and then 26 points against Harbor Beach. They scored 48 against Deckerville. Before that, they were doing pretty good, over 50-plus points in the last three games. In fact, they had 5 straight wins before that loss to Harbor Beach.
The last two games they probably played two of the best defenses in the East in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Both teams only, on average, allow about 30 points a game. So they hit that defensive wall. And, of course, Coach DeMott who's usually a genius of a head coach offensively, gets him to score. This year, he's relying a little more on his defensive side of the ball. Doesn't have that true leading score like he had in the years past with a Morgan Taggi of last year. This year, it's kind of been a freshman in Kieran Ranky that's had to step up. And freshmen, right away, they tend to struggle to score a little bit till they get their feet wet, especially in league play. But she showed flashes, and we could very well see her take that step next year in the years coming forward, but it'll be fun to watch her tonight against Marlette.
Gabby Martinez had 8 points against Croswell in that loss. Delaney Gage, 3 points, but had the rebounds of 5 rebounds. Lily Maskey, she does a lot of rebounding also. She had 7 rebounds for Marlette. And we also have Addie Ruggles, pretty good shooter here also, team high 9 points in that loss to Croswell. So, again, the senior Addie Ruggles, she had a career-high 24 points against K-Pac. Also, Gabby Martinez, 10 points in that game in their win over K-Pac. In Cass City, that was the close loss, 29-32. Gabby Martinez again, 9 points, rebounds. Addie Ruggles was 7 points in that game. And Delaney Gage, 7 points and 8 rebounds. Your three main shooters there for Marlette Red Raiders tonight.
Yeah, it's really going to be key for them tonight to carry the load against Sandusky. Coach DeMott does such a good job for the Wolves of taking away the first option, which obviously is Gabby Martinez tonight with no Olivia Finley. So you got to expect a big night from Delaney Gage or Adeline Ruggles. Maybe a Lily Lemansky gets into the double digits. Those are the ones that are really going to have to step up tonight because Coach DeMott, who's such an experienced coach, does a good job of taking away option number one, which really doesn't have to worry about Olivia Finley tonight, but he's got to worry about Gabby Martinez, who could present a mismatch inside because, well, Martinez is the tallest player on the floor, and Sandusky really doesn't have that big to match up with her. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach DeMott wants to defend Gabby Martinez inside.
We'll talk about that Sandusky team and who their shooters are when we be right back here on the pregame show, 92.5 WBGB. It is Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team at Marlette Red Raiders. We'll be right back on 92.5 High School Sports. All right, welcome back here on 92.5 FM. Big shout out to Scotty B out there listening in, tuning us in. He says, I switched from XM to you guys for the game.
I can't believe he did that.
Fantastic. Big shout out to Scott Bowlesby of the Tuscola County Advertiser Sports Writer. All right, let's talk about this Sandusky Wolves team. Great success last year. Went all the way to the quarterfinals. Close game. Came up short. Great success, but they lost a lot.
They did lose a lot, but they got a couple up-and-coming underclassmen that really could keep this program rolling under head coach Al DeMott.
Let's talk about one of those players, Grace Gieborg. So far, she was a pretty good shooter for Sandusky Wolves last year. So far, about 68 points for Grace Gieborg for the Sandusky Wolves. Throwing Caroline Renke, 45 points. Helena Long, 38 points. Another returnee from last year, Adelie Kaufman, 33 points. And Maggie Kineff, about 31 points. Really spreading the ball out there. Throw in Ruby Tripkowski, Danielle Watts, and Lily Betts also on this team. Emma Minard also contributing. Izzy Schuart and Angeline Franzel. Young team.
Yeah,
but they're going to contribute. They're going to gel together. It's kind of like a mini reset button here, or I guess you could say regroup here.
A very young team for Sandusky. They start a freshman and a sophomore in Caroline Ranky and Maggie Kineth. Those are the two up-and-coming kind of next, I don't want to say prodigies for Al DeMott, but the next up-and-coming girls that you're really going to see for this Wolves team for the next 2, 3, 4 years. But then you sprinkle that in with a lot of juniors, like you said, Grace Gieborg, Ruby Trepkowski, Adelie Kaufmans, and Isabel Schuer are kind of and Helena Long are the only three seniors on that team. So the rest are juniors, along with Emma Minard. That this is a young team that they lost to Hyrule Beach this year. I think they learned a lot about themselves. You can see them possibly bouncing it back against Sandusky or Harbor Beach in Sandusky, and they're going to be a dangerous team to watch out over the next coming years, because next year they're going to be very senior heavy, but it's going to be another year for Caroline Ranky. It's going to be another year for Maggie Kindness on varsity, that they're going to be ones taking that step forward for Coach DeMott.
Sandusky Wolves improved at 6-1 on the season, beating Ubley in a defensive battle 31-24. The Wolves, good balance scoring, but that's still a close game. 4 starters scoring 6 points. Grace Gieborg leading the way with 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Caroline Ranky, 6 points, 6 steals, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Adelie Kaufman, 6 points, 3 blocks, 3 rebounds. And Maggie Kineff, 6 points. Helena Long, 6 points in that game. They really like shooting 6 points, don't they?
There's something about the lucky number 6, is it? Oh, wait, no, that's number 7.
Yes. Looking back on in a tough loss to Harbor Beach, 30-26 was a loss for Harbor Beach. A 16-point second quarter in which Grace Skiborg scored 8 points, helped lead the Wolves to an 18-7 halftime lead. Adelie Kaufman scoring 6 points in the quarter, also lead the charge. But look out, the Pirate comeback here. They set sails, and they came in there on their home court. Mariah Young scoring 13 of her 14 points in the half. Pirates outscored the Wolves 23-9 in the second half to seal a 30-26 victory. And Coach Vollmering there, who was the longtime coach for the JV team, great compliment. She had a great quote reading this in the paper, said that Al DeMott is a very good coach. When I coached JV, Al told me that I did a good job there. That meant a lot to me. He's a good coach. And to beat him, it's kind of like a badge of honor to be able to do that.
Yeah, not many people have beat Coach DeMott. And they got her on his first try. So congrats to Ellen Vollmering up in Harbor Beach. But I don't think Coach DeMott's going to make it easy on you come the second time.
Second time, on their home court, yeah. So in that game, for the Wolves in the loss, Grace Skiborg had 12 points. Adelie Kaufman, 6 points. Maggie Kinev had 4 points in that game. So that's their low loss to Harbor Beach. Looking at the schedule for Sandusky, they've got Marlette tonight, K-Peck, Brown City, and then Memphis, and then Peck. And that rematch against Harbor Beach will be on the 25th. I'll likely be covering that game there. So looking forward to that game on January 25th on Sandusky's home court, their second crack and their second round of league play. When we come back, we'll get ready for tip-off here. Jonathan Bisher with me here from Thumbtoe Sports. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. Tip-off coming up. Sandusky Wolves at Marlette Red Raiders High School Girls Basketball on WBGV and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're going to get ready here for the national anthem.
The privilege of this event is made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Everyone able, please stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Veterans, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute as we proudly play the national anthem.
All right, they're going to get ready here for their starting lineup. Me, Harry, in the background. We'll let that come through.
Wearing number one, sophomore, Maggie Kine. Wearing number 12, senior, Melina Long. Wearing number 23, freshman, Caroline Reagan. Wearing number 30, junior, Grace Keyboard. Wearing number 34, senior, Adelie Kaufman. The head coach of Sandusky Lady Wolves is Al DeMott. And now, get on your feet for the Lady Raiders. Wearing number one, senior, Delaney Gaddy. Wearing number two, senior, Emily Newman.
All right, there's your starters for tonight. If you didn't hear it, Delaney Gage, number one for Marlette. Lily Lemansky, the senior. Addie Ruggles, number three. Number 23, Gabby Martinez. And number 33, Emily Newland, senior for Marlette. Starters for Sandusky, number one, Maggie Kynev. Number 12, Helena Long. Number 23, Caroline Rinke. Number 30, Grace Keyboard. And number 34, Adelie Kaufman.
Yeah, the Red Raiders starting five seniors tonight for Marlette, while Sandusky's going with two underclassmen, Rinke, a freshman, Kynev, a sophomore. Long's a senior along with Kaufman, but then they're also starting another junior in Grace Keyboard. So experience versus underclassmen tonight. It's going to be an interesting matchup to see how this one turns out.
All right, we'll see what type of defense they imply here also. Jump ball was made, and it will be picked up by Helena Long for Sandusky Wolves. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial and on the floor here. Pass over to the right corner, back to Gray Skiboard, passing the ball around the perimeter. Always looking for the open shot is the Sandusky Wolves girls team. Not too much hype other than number 34, as you mentioned.
Yeah, Adelie Kaufman, really the big player inside for Sandusky, as they're going to put four on the outside as Marlette comes out in a 2-3 zone. Actually, a 3-2 zone on this one.
Caroline Rinke playing the point guard position. That's number 23. 0-0. Just starting things off. First possession is Sandusky still passing the ball around.
So Marlette going with a 3-2 zone, trying to cover the suitors from the outside without having to track them all the way across the court.
Long and Keyboard are running around the court underneath the basket along the baseline and around the perimeter too from left to right. It's kind of over to number one. Shot with a three miss. That was Maggie Kynev. And rebound Marlette.
Sandusky just got impatient there working against Marlette's defense as they forced a long shot from outside. Not a good first shot of the game.
Marlette posting up. With a little bit of a hook there by number 33 of a miss, Emily Newland. Sandusky with the rebound. Caroline Rinke goes to the basket. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound picked up by Gabby Martinez for Marlette.
Great job by Marlette getting there back on defense. Rinke decided to go 1-on-4. She got the baseline but then forced up a tough shot. And then great job by Martinez to clear the board there for Marlette.
Marlette with possession. Short left corner shot for two, no good, but the putback good by number 33, Emily Newland, I believe. 6:12 to go, and it's the first points made by Marlette, 2-0.
Just like that, you see Marlette's size working to an advantage inside, getting the offensive rebound and putting it right back up.
Sandusky with the possession now on their side of the floor. Bounce pass to the elbow. Driving down left lane, back up top to Maggie Kynev, number one for Sandusky. Back to Rinke, back to Kynev. Slapped away with the steal. Number one reaches in. That is Delaney Gage. Whistle was called.
And the ball was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Sandusky. But credit Marlette's defense in this 3-2 zone that they are having with Gage up top along with Lemansky and Ruggles. They're using their speed up top, flying around, really making it tough on Sandusky.
Number one, Delaney Gage at the points. The point guard position. Trying to post up number 23. That would be Gabby Martinez. And she does against the left side of the glass. A 4-0 lead now for Marlette. 5.5 to go here in the first.
Yeah, just a simple post up by Martinez there. Uses her size, creates space on the spin move, and lays it right in.
To the right corner, Grace Keyboard. Cross court pass to Helena Long, left corner. Back shot for three, no good by Rinke. Rebound picked up by Addie Ruggles, number three for Marlette. She'll come down with a dribble. Moves over to the right wing, three-point range. Pass off to number two, Lulu Lemansky, to the left side now.
If I'm Marlette, I want to go right back inside to Martinez where you've had success.
Martinez will pass it off to Gage. Whistle is called. Turnover Marlette.
That's just the first turnover of the night.
4-0, 4:50 to go here in the first. It is Marlette leading Sandusky. Keyboard passes it over to Maggie Kynev, to Helena Long, back to Keyboard for three, right corner for three, hits the rim, no good, rebound picked up by Addie Ruggles.
Great contest there by Martinez as she was able to get a hand up in Keyboard's face.
Martinez posting up, draws the foul, left low block.
And then she runs the floor beautifully after she contests the shot by Gibord, creates position down low, they get it into her, and she's rewarded right away by going to the free throw line.
She almost like a fast break play there.
Well, it's just a simple rim run is all it is by your big. You just tell them to get out, beat the opponent down the court, post up when you can, catch them off guard, and then you usually get rewarded, and she did, and she goes to the free throw line where she knocks down the first.
4:29 to go here, makes it 5-0. The second one is good, too, for Gabby Martinez, 6-0. At the 4:29 mark, Martinez making back-to-back free throws. Sandusky down by 6-0 is the Marlette lead. Sandusky passing it in, trying to post up. No, they won't have a look there. Back over to Renke to Kineff around the perimeter. Marlette doing a good job in the paint, but finally, first points made by Caroline Renke. Renke will be 6-2.
The dribble penetration's got to be there for Sandusky against his 3-2 zone. Got to get into the middle against that zone.
Shot by Marlette, no good. Rebound picked up by Sandusky, but knocking it out of bounds is Marlette's number one, Delaney Gage. Still Sandusky ball from the far side to throw it in for the baseline. Grace Gibord to throw it in. Into number 23, Caroline Renke, the freshman, by the way. Freshman point guard for girls basketball and for boys last night. Slap it away almost with a steal. Grace Gibord tried to pass. Last touch actually by Gibord after the block by Gabby Martinez. And it slipped out of Gibord's hands. Last touch here, and it'll be a turnover. Sandusky, Marlette ball. 6-2 is the score. 3:36 to go. Marlette leads. Over to the right corner to Addie Ruggles. Passing over to Gabby Martinez. Loose ball, but Marlette will save it. That's Gate. That's Addie Ruggles with it. Pass it off to Lemansky. Looking for three, right wing, no good. Grace Gibord, after that air ball to the left side, gets the rebound. Passes it over to Renke. To the left corner to Kineff. Knocked out of bounds by Marlette Lemansky, reaching in. Intended for number 34 at the left low block. That was Adelie Kaufman waiting for it. But Marlette doing a good job of really not letting her get a touch on the ball at all.
That was great hustle by Lemansky because she was at half court when Kynes got in the corner and she just continued her sprint right down low and knocked that ball out of Kaufman's hands to allow the defense to get set up.
Gibor goes for three left corner, no good. Kynes will pick up the rebound. She'll go for another one from the left wing and she swishes that one. Grace Gibor for three from the left wing, 6-5 and just like that.
Never count out Sandusky. They can shoot their way back into any game, and they've done that with back-to-back possessions. Renke with a layup, and then Gibord with a three. Next thing you know, it's a one-point game.
6-5, Marlette the lead. Missed shot there by Marlette. Rebound picked up by Adelie Kaufman. 2.5 to go here in the first. Nipped away by Marlette, reaching in with the fingertips, and number 33 will pick up the steal for Marlette, Emily Newland.
Yeah, that was an unforced turnover. Sandusky just got moving too fast there.
Still going to Martinez in the paint there, going down the right lane, but Sandusky will get this steal back, and it is Caroline Renke with the ball at the point. Over to the left corner, looking for a long shot for two, hits the rim, no good by Kineff, and picked up for the rebound Delaney Gage for Marlette.
Well, the first two shots by Kineff have been well off mark early in this one. Both have been from outside, too. Looks like she's going to have to get to the basket if she's going to want to find her shot tonight.
And a swish there from the right corner by number one, Delaney Gage. 8-5, Marlette. 3-point lead with 1:45 to go in county. Marlette with the lead against Sandusky. Sandusky with possession. Driving to the basket will be a foul right at the right elbow. I think she maybe just tripped. But Lily Lemansky didn't like that call, you can tell.
Yeah, they're going to get Lily Lemansky with a push. That's going to be her first, the team's first. And then coming in for Marlette, wow. Is number 15, Alexandra Finley.
Bounce pass into paint, throws it up for two. Grace Gibord right there on the inbounds pass, making it 8-7.
Five straight points for Gibord, herself keeping the Wolves in this game.
Marlette with possession, cross-court pass. Gage for three, hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Helena Long. No, Marlette will take it back. Gabby Martinez had it, loose ball picked up and saved by Gage. Down to 1:10 to go here. Marlette with a one-point lead, 8-7. Trying to post up is Ruggles. He goes for a shot blocked. Picked up by Grace Gibord for Sandusky. Passes it up to Caroline Renke. The freshman goes to the free throw line. Passes over to Kineff in the right corner. She'll hold up. Back to Gibord. swings it over to Renke, and back to Guibord at the top of the point. 50 seconds to go. It's 8-7 lead for Marlette, maintaining this lead since the start of the game in the first period. Guibord around the perimeter to Maggie Kynev. Back to Grace Guibord. Down to about 35 seconds. Back to the left corner. Helena Long. Shot for two and hits the rim no good by Maggie Kynev from the right wing. Picked up by Marlette for the defensive rebound, Addie Ruggles.
If I'm Marlette, I want to hold for the last shot here.
Gabby Martinez double triple team there at the left low block.
Up one with just under 20 seconds to go. Want to hold for the last shot. Don't allow Sandusky to get a lead right before the end of the first quarter.
Down to 10 seconds here in the first. Marlette with possession. It'd be Delaney Gage with it. She'll pitch it out. Lily Maske, the high post to Martinez. Last second shot, good from the high post. Gabby Martinez, 10-7. Just like you mapped it out there, Coach Fisher.
Oh, not what I would have drew up, but Martinez three. Anytime she can knock one down, that really helps the offense.
10-7 lead here for Marlette. The end of the first. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Marlette with the lead at the end of the first. It's 10-7. They'll open up a possession here in the second period. Mike Gallagher here from the San Lake County News, your host for Sportsline on WMIC on Monday evenings now. Martinez, Gabby Martinez making that last second shot from the high post for Marlette to extend the lead by three, 10-7. Foul is called on Sandusky.
That's going to be on Caroline Ranke, her first. First of the quarter for Sandusky.
Inbounds pass stolen away by Sandusky. Caroline Renke coming down with the dribble. Pass over to left corner. Grace Skiboard looked at it. Will hold up. Maggie Kynev. Number 12 also still on the floor here for Sandusky. Long shot for three. No good by Grace Skiboard. Pick up for the rebound. Delaney Gage races her way down there. She'll hold up. No, she'll take the shot. And it banks and rolls in with a fade roll from the right elbow to extend the lead 12-7.
Beautiful move by Gage there. Stopped on a dime, gave a little ball fake. Defense flew by her. She went up and under and kissed it off the glass.
Sandusky with possession their side of the floor, still left to right in your dial and on the floor here. Coming down to 7 minutes, it's 12-7. Marlette leads. Pass over to a shot from the right corner. Oh, it popped out after the shot by Helena Long, number 12 for Sandusky. Addie Ruggles with the rebound from Marlette. Ooh, a little bit of a slow walk. She'll go throw up a shot.
She went the Euro step there. It would have been there a little far away from the basket to do it, though, but luckily the ball got knocked out, and then she was fouled. Now she goes to the line to shoot two.
We saw one like that last night in the boys' game.
That's the second personal foul on Adelie Kaufman.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Getting handed some Marlette Red Raiders water bottles. They even have their logo on there. So,
for the Culligans.
It is a Culligan, yeah. Purely Culligan. I think that's who delivers our water, too, at work. That first free throw, I do believe, was a miss.
And then Sandusky made a substitution. Number 11, Emma Minard, comes in.
Second free throw is good, making it 13-7. Marlette with the lead. 6:45 to go here, and it's stolen away by Delaney Gage. On the Sandusky slide floor, she slips and falls on the floor, and it'll be picked up by Caroline Renke. Renke will hold up. Great adjustment by the Marlette, the switch to defense to prevent a fast break, easy two there against Sandusky after the steal.
Well, that's the one benefit of running a zone is getting back on defense. You're not trying to fly around and find people. You're kind of going to an area and guarding whoever's passing through your area.
Great Skiboard directing traffic on here. Helena Long for three, right corner, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Person who came in here is number 11, Emma Minard, against Sandusky for that foul.
That's the third foul of the quarter already for Sandusky, so two more, and Marlette will be in the bonus.
We're talking about that. This year's the new rule, 5,000 a quarter, automatic two
double bonus. Yep.
No longer a one-and-one and waiting after 10 fouls.
Yep, supposed to speed up the game that way. They go to a lob pass inside to Martinez. Beautiful hands.
High on top of the glass, and it drops in for two. 15-7. Marlette with a big lead with 5:50 to go here in the first half, second period.
Credits Coach Storm for Marlette. Sticking to the game plan, going inside to Martinez, using their size to their advantage.
Marlette doing a heck of a job just keeping Sandusky out of the paint, making him shoot from the outside.
Well, that's what a zone's supposed to do. 3-2 zone allows you to cover the shooters from outside. We know Sandusky's always full of them, and they've been able to do that so far.
Coming up top sometimes a double team to prevent a three also with the two zone defenders up top. Know that Ubley's pretty good at that during the Coach Leiprint days.
Nice move by Ranky there.
Gets it into the inside, out of crease, 15-9.
Well, that's what you got to do against the zone. You got to get the ball in the middle, get it inside, and work it from side to side. Sandusky was getting a little impatient there. They kept the ball on the one side. Finally, they got it inside to Ranky, and look at that, they scored.
Right there, waiting for it. Almost had a shot from the left, low block by Lily Demansky, I believe. Eddie Ruggles there to get the offensive rebound, but a travel called on the Red Raiders for the turnover offensively.
A great work by Ruggles on the offensive glass. Just the second time she got it, she had nowhere to go. She had three wolves around her. She tried to step through it and just happened to move that pivot foot.
4:50 to go here in the first half. 15-9, Marlette leading Sandusky in the first half. Second period, Sandusky with possession. Grace Skiboard with it, right wing. Back up top to Maggie Kayanoff to the left corner, Helena Long. Into the paint. Open for the shot for two, and it bounces in with a favorable bounce for Grace Skiboard, making it 15-11.
Well, every time Sandusky scored besides the Skiboard three, the ball has gotten inside the paint. Got to keep doing that against this Marlette zone.
4:20 to go here in the first half. Marlette with possession. They're up by four, 15-11. Gabby Martinez posting up left low block, reverse layup. She just throws her arms up. She was double-teamed. She says, maybe I'll pick up a foul, and she does.
A great move by Martinez to get to the middle of the basket. She saw that hand come down. She goes up right into it, initiates the contact, draws the foul on Kynith. She goes to the line for two, and that's going to put Marlette in the bonus from here on out, too.
And she was in transition for a shot, so she'll get that automatic, too. First free throw is a miss for Gabby Martinez. For the Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team, 15-11 is your score. Marlette leads by four. 4:14 to go here in the second period. She makes a second one, though, 16-11. Martinez with the free throw, 4:12 to go. And counting out, Sandusky on their side of the floor quickly. Helena Long pitching into the paint, back out to the left corner for three. Grace Skiboard swishes that one.
Well, that was a three ball, but once again, the ball got in the paint, opened up everything on the outside. Skiboard knocks down the three. Against the zone, you got to get the ball in the middle. Every time Sandusky has, they've had great success.
Big, big first half here for Grace Skiboard. Into the paint, though, for Gabby Martinez, who's having a big game herself with a hook shot. That is a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar shot.
A little running left-handed hook shot from Gabby Martinez. And her and Gieport are just dueling it out in this first half.
Sandusky with possession. Down by four, 18-14. 3.5 to go here in the first half, second period.
Got to get the ball in the paint if you're Sandusky.
Left corner, Helena Long. She'll go for three. She swishes that one for the left corner.
What do I know? Helena Long just says, nope, I'm going to pop it and I'm going to bury it.
3:17 to go. You're talking about playing one-on-one with your junior high player? I think Helena Long can take you on, Jamie.
She probably would beat me.
3:10 to go here, 18-17. Stolen away by Caroline Ranke. Fast break. Can she get for two? She does. And it counts for a potential three-point play and takes the first Sandusky lead of the game, 19-18. Ranke with the steal and the fast break for two draws the foul.
If you're Marlette on offense, you just got to be patient. You can't get too much in a hurry. Force them to work that. Sandusky to work on defense, tire them out so they don't have the legs to shoot from the outside on offense.
Caroline Ranke with the steal. Cannot convert the three-point play, but they have the one-point lead, 19-18. Rebound picked up by Marlette. Number three, Eddie Ruggles, goes for a shot for inside, for swishes it from the inside left wing for two, and they take back the lead, 20-19. Sandusky ball with 2:46 to go. They're down by one after having that brief lead. Number 11 with the pass. Emma Minard. Bounce pass into the paint. Over to Caroline Ranke. Back to Minard and to Kynev. Maggie Kynev to Grace Skiboard around the perimeter. 2.5 to go here in the first half. 20-19 Marlette leads. Helena Long looking for a long shot for two. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Gabby Martinez has the height advantage here. Bringing it down after being double teamed. Offensively.
That was a great box out. She boxed out two Sandusky Wolves and went up and got that rebound.
Addie Ruggles with it. Swings it over to Delaney Gage at the point. Oh, errant pass. Not expecting it, I believe, was Lily Lemansky. She was going to go underneath the basket, maybe for a quick look to the glass. And we'll have a timeout called here, I do believe. We'll be right back. 20-19, 2:09 to go here. It is Marlette leading Sandusky High School girls basketball 92.5. Coming out of the timeout, Sandusky, far side, brings it in to their side of the floor. Maggie Kineff, pass over to Emma Minard. Bounce pass to the left to Helena Long. To the right wing to Minard. Grace Keyboard at the right wing. Around the perimeter they go with 1:50 to go here in the first half. She'll go for three and takes it. Maggie Kineff put back there, right there's Renke waiting for it, left side of the glass, and takes back the lead, 21-20.
That's 6 points for Renke in this second quarter, and that's one way to get the ball in the paint, just throw up a shot and let Caroline Renke go to work on the glass, and Gabby Martinez can go to the line to shoot two now.
Because there's five fouls now, new rule, automatic two free throw attempts.
And that's going to be the second foul on Carolyn Renke, too.
So she's already in foul trouble with a minute 32 to go here in the second quarter.
Gabby Martinez will attempt to tie or take back the lead for Marlette with her free throws, and she makes the first one to tie it up, 21-21. That's our first tie, I believe, of the game. After that free throw by Martinez. 1:32 to go here, and the second free throw is good. Marlette takes back the lead by one. 22-21, 1:32 to go here in the first half. Sandusky with possession. Emma Minard with the dribble. Pass over to Maggie Kineff. The gray ski board.
Ruby Trepkowski's checked in for Sandusky now.
Helena Long back to Maggie Kineff. The gray ski board. Left corner almost lost it. Saves it. Helena Long after that high pass. Trying to reach in with a steal attempt. Very aggressive there by Delaney Gage, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, that's only second team foul of the quarter, so it's not a bad foul if you're Marlette, especially with it only being Gage's first. Put a lot of pressure up top. See how Sandusky handles the pressure defensively without Caroline Renke in there.
Largest lead of the game was 15-7 at one point for Marlette. Down to a minute left here in the first half. 22-21, Sandusky was still with possession. Gray ski board up top. Pass over to right wing to Maggie Kineff, looking
like
at the clock.
Sandusky's going to be content holding for the last shot here with under a minute to go.
This is typically what they do in the final minute in a close game also, or typically what they've been doing ever since I've been calling games.
Hey, your best defense is your offense. If you have the ball, the other team can't score.
They are down by 1 point, hoping to take the lead with this last shot possibly.
And right now you've not had an answer for Gabby Martinez inside. So Coach DeMont is just electing to go into halftime either down one or with the lead if he can hold for this last shot. Because he goes, if Marlette gets the ball back, he doesn't believe they can stop Gabby Martinez inside.
Yeah, Marlette, actually, the players want to be aggressive, but the coach is kind of pulling them back. So hang on here.
Now they got to go with Sandusky with under 10.
All right, 5 seconds left here. Almost losing it. Helena Long to Minard. Going for three. Right corner. Great ski board. Hits the rim, no good. Can't get that last second shot. Martinez grabbed the rebound, but that's the end of the half. Marlette leads 22-21, leading Sandusky at the half here on WBGV 92.5. High school girls basketball. We'll be right back. Some commercial breaks. Our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports and a halftime stats with Jonathan Bisher of Thumb Tugger Sports. Along with me, I'm Eddie Fury here on 92.5 WBGV. Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball leading Sandusky Wolves 22-21. We'll be right back. Marlette leads 22-21. Time now for This Week in High School Sports. Again, Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team leading Sandusky Wolves girls 22-21 at the half. We'll be right back with our halftime stats. First, This Week in MHSAA High School Sports. All right, welcome back. That was our MHSA This Week in High School Sports break. At the break and at the half, it's Marlette leading 22-21. They had the lead throughout the whole first. They led 6-0 at one point, the 4:29 mark. 10-7 in the first period. Maintaining that lead, had the largest lead of the game, about 15-7 to the 5:50 mark in the second period. Grace Keyboard starting to light it up. She got within two after a three-point shot at the 3:55 mark, making it 16-14. And then finally, Renke making a fast break steal to get the first lead of the game for Sandusky, 19-18. But it didn't last long. Zaddy Ruggles at the 2:46 mark took the lead back, 20-19. Sandusky with another Renke shot to take back the lead, 21-20 with 1:40 to go. A tie, 21-21 after a Martinez free throw. And Marlette makes another free throw to take the lead, 132, and maintains this 22-21 one-point lead. Here is your halftime stat report. Jonathan Bisher.
For the Sandusky Wolves, leading the way is Grace Gieboard with 10 points. Caroline Ranke, she's got 8, and Helene Long's got 3. Those are only 3 Wolves that have scored so far in this one. 5 points in the first quarter for Gieboard, 5 points in the second quarter for Gieboard. Ranke was 6 in the second quarter before she had to bench with her second personal foul. Mm. For Marlette, Gabby Martinez leading the way, 13 of the 22 points. She is also 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Add in Delaney Gage with 4 points and Adeline Ruggles with 3 points and Emily Newland 2 points for Marlette. Interesting stat, Marlette with 6 turnovers in the first half. Sandusky with just 4. So both teams taking decent care of the ball. Nothing too fancy, though. But really credit Sandusky, pounding the ball inside, getting it to Gabby Martinez, using her size to her advantage. She's getting to the free throw line. She's knocking down her free throws. That's the recipe for success for the Red Raiders. And if Marlette wants, or excuse me, if Sandusky wants to get back into this one, they got to get the ball in the paint. And then when they kick it out, they got to knock down their outside shots via Grace Gieboard and Helene Long. Just got to keep shooting the ball, and hopefully they keep falling.
Did you point out what the free throw situation right now is? Who's obviously have more free throws?
Well, Marlette shot 8 free throws. They are 6 of 8 from the free throw line, while Sandusky shot just 1. They're 0 for 1 from the free throw line.
Okay, and Sandusky hasn't had too many opportunities. So.
No, they have not. But Marlette hasn't committed that many fouls. I believe they've just had 3 fouls in the first half. It's key for Marlette that Gabby Martinez has not picked up a foul. That allows her to be aggressive on both the offense and defensive side of the ball now. She can really, I think, play physical inside and post her will on the smaller Sandusky team. And that's what Marlette's going to have to do. They're going to have to wear down Sandusky, which I believe they did in the first half. They were patient on offense. They got the ball inside. Now in the second half, just keep pounding it in there with Martinez. Allow her to go to work. And then when she has to kick it out, when that triple team comes, which I expect Coach DeMont have to put the double or triple team on, I expect her to have to kick it out to Gage, to Ruggles, and they're going to have to knock down those outside shots now.
All right. And just continue to do what they've been doing, pushing it up, be aggressive against the Sandusky team and frustrate them more. But you know, we'll see what the second half adjustments, see what Al DeMott will do here.
Now, he's a great coach. You know he's going to have some trick up his sleeve.
Kathy Stone's pretty damn good.
She's got a lot of experience on the bench with her husband, Chris, too. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what does both sides do. Got to imagine Marlette wants to keep going inside to Martinez, especially if it's there. Coach DeMott's going to have to take that away and force somebody else for the Red Raiders to beat you. I mean, Gage has only got 4, 2 points and a quarter. Nobody else really scares you from the outside if you're Marlette or if you're Sandusky for Marlette. So it's really come down to DeMont is how are you going to slow down Martinez? Obviously, she's bigger than everybody you have in your team, so you're just going to have to start throwing bodies at her like crazy, force Marlette to beat you from the outside. They haven't really done that yet.
The other advantage, Jessica Krasinski, who played for Sandusky, may have a little bit of knowledge about the Sandusky team and what they do in second half adjustments in situations like this for Marlette.
I'm going to say Coach DeMont still has a couple tricks up his sleeve that Jess might not have seen.
How many wins does he have so far? Do you know?
A lot. It's over 900.
Okay.
Gallagher.
He can't hear you. The Marlette fan is on. The number one fan is right next to Mike Gallagher. It's an actual fan, too.
Which kind of fan?
Open it up. Marlette with possession after the miss by Sandusky. Sandusky moving from right to left here as he starts the third period. It's 22-21. Marlette with the lead after their defensive rebound. Martinez in the paint, pivots around on her foot. She'll take the hook shot for 2 and draws the foul.
She
goes at the line.
Awfully crafty in there. Great footwork by Martinez. Patience. She spun one way, saw the double team come and spun away from it, threw up the hook shot, drew the foul, and that's the third foul on Adelie Kaufman. And that's the lone big that Coach DeMont really has on his team. And with her picking up the third foul with 30 seconds here in the second half, she's probably going to have to go to the bench here, and that's really going to allow Martinez to cook in the lane, but looks like Coach DeMont's going to leave Kaufman up there and just going to tell her to play smart as Martinez missed her first free throw.
7.5 to go, 22-21. Second free throw attempt up. That one is good. And it extends the lead by 2. The first point scored here in the third period, 23-21. Whistle was called. Turnover by Sandusky.
Fifth turnover of the game for Sandusky.
7:26 in county. Delaney Gage with the dribble from Marlette, moving from left to right on your radio dial. Cross-court pass, very dangerous to do there, almost lost it, but Marlette able to pick it up with the hook shot in the middle of the paint herself with a layup, high layup for number one, Delaney Gage, 25-21. Marlette still on fire here.
Well, if Delaney Gage can keep doing that for Marlette, they're becoming a very dangerous team.
Yeah, they're not leaning on Martinez. Now the other player is stepping up and attacking that paint. Sandusky with possession. Cross-court pass over to the right corner to Helena Long. Back over to Maggie Kineff. To Caroline Renke. Into the right corner. Back door to Kineff again to the left side. To Renke at the elbow. To the other side. Bounce pass to the left. Renke goes to the paint. Throws it over to Helena Long. Took a look. Will hold up.
Yeah, that was a bad pass by Renke. Good job from Long keeping that going from out of bounds. She hits her in the shooter's pocket. Long lets that go and probably knocks it down because the ball got inside the lane. But Sandusky being patient, only down four here in the third quarter. You don't have to rush. Be patient. Get that ball in the lane. Work the ball inside out if you can. Really force that zone to have to rotate around.
Sandusky bounce pass to the left corner. Great ski board there. Pass over to Caroline Renke. Again, to the right, cross-court corner pass there to the right to Helena Long. Really can't find a shot. Neither Adelie Kaufman being challenged there by Martinez.
That was a dangerous pass there by Long, and it was picked off by Gage right off the bat. Then there's a foul up top, and I believe that's on Ranky, and if that's Ranky, that's her third.
25-21 is the lead for Marlette.
Well, they're calling Gee Board. That's her first,
team second here in the third quarter already.
5:50 to go here. Marlette possession, 25-21. Hanging on to her, taking some time here. Pass off order, Emily Newland. Been pretty quiet. Long shot for two by Gabby Martinez inside the left wing. Sandusky really staying in the square of the paint there. From the high post, takes a shot for two, but offensive foul on Marlette. And it'll be Sandusky ball.
Yeah, Martinez is trying to back down Kineff there, and Kineff really sold that one. Got an easy foul called on Martinez.
Head official here, Bree Puff, calling that one. Are you going to argue with her? I won't.
I won't argue with her either.
Sandusky comes down, not being challenged for court press at all by Red Raiders. They're set in their zone. It's like 3-2.
Yeah, it's a 3-2 zone. Marlette's just sitting in it, forcing Sandusky have to work the ball inside out, and it's tough to do because they're just settling for outside shots.
And Helena Long misses that one for left corner. Rebound picked up by number three, Addie Ruggles.
Ooh, dangerous pass.
Tipped away and stolen away by Caroline Rankin. Her third steal. Can she lay it up for another set of points? And she does not. Pops out. Misses that one, had the chance.
Little bit of contact under the basket. The freshman Ranky couldn't absorb it, couldn't finish. Marlette just dodges a bullet there.
And Marlette takes a shot for three, left wing, no good, but rebound picked up by Emily Newland and saved by Delaney Gage on that loose ball pass.
Newland just outworking everybody on the offensive glass right now.
Gabby Martinez goes for three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Adelie Kaufman, who's been quiet herself, but she gets a rebound for Sandusky.
And Marlette's going stagnant. Martinez is starting to creep out near the three-point line. He's got to get back in the paint where she had success in the first half.
Sandusky has yet to score in this period. Bounce pass left corner. Helena Long. And it goes in. I think that was just a two-point.
Yep.
But first point score for Sandusky, 25-23 here in the third period, second half.
Well, how Long was open because the ball got inside when they drove baseline. They were able to kick across court into Long. It's Newland with another offensive board. A second one.
25-23, two-point lead for Marlette. Marlette still with possession. Delaney Gage goes up for a layup. No good. Put back Emily Newland. Always want to see, that's what a coach loves, and that's what I love, seeing a putback attempt, second chance points.
Al Newland had three cracks at the offensive glass there, and she couldn't convert on any of them. Love the effort in there. Just got to finish at least one of them.
It'll be Sandusky ball. Again, no full court pressure here by Marlette. They want to be set in their zone, which has been pretty effective here against Sandusky throughout the whole game.
Both teams going to the pretty short bench as Finley has checked in for Marlette. Now Gage getting a breather. They're only about going seven deep are both sides.
Long in the left corner with the ball. She made the last points, first points in the second half. And Grace Gieber goes for a swisher. Long two from the right corner. Ties it up 25-25, our second tie of the game. Gieber with the long two at the 3:21 mark.
Newland just couldn't finish inside once again. She's getting good looks, just Emily Newland not quite finding the bottom of the basket. Definitely outworking everybody inside, though.
And the rebound by Guibord. Guibord with it. Almost looked for a three, will hold up. Cross-court pass, left side of the glass, in for two against the left low block by Harlena Long. 4 points in the second half for her. And they take the lead, 27-25. Timeout, Marlette.
Sandusky's starting to figure out this 3-2 zone of Marlette's. Getting that ball inside, working it back out, and then finding the back cut.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM at Ethereum View. I'm Jonathan Bishop from Thumbtail Getter Sports. If there's a game tomorrow, you have what? Boys basketball?
Peck at Kingston.
All right, if there's a game.
Weather pending.
All right.
Even if there is a game, the roads are crappy, I might not drive all the way over there.
Marlette opens up after the timeout. Takes a shot from the high post. Coming into the game, number 15, Alexandra Finley lights it up to tie it up 27-27.
Anything you can get from her offensively is a bonus. Marlette will take it any way they can get it.
Two and a half to go in counting. Sandusky with possession. Third tie of the game in the third period. 2:20 to go. Sandusky with the ball. It'll be Maggie Kindiff. Bounce pass over to Caroline Reinke to the point. Back to Kindiff for three. Around the rim, it pops out. Gabby Martinez for the rebound for Marlette.
Adelie Kaufman's checked back in for Sandusky. She's got three fouls already in this game. She's going to have to be careful. You're trying to guard Martinez as Sandusky's gone to his zone now.
Marlette with possession. Alexandra Finley, the sophomore. I do believe this is the fifth quarter, right?
No.
She's already in the lineup?
Yeah, she's not on the JV roster.
1:45 to go. A missed shot by Marlette. It'll be rebound Sandusky with 1:40 to go here in the third period. Long pitching into Adelie Kaufman. Double team. Bounce pass out to Caroline Reinke. The kind of chill. Just a drought for kind of. Can't make the shot, but Adelie Kaufman gets the offensive rebound. Throws the ball away. One-on-one situation. Eddie Rogos for two. No. Stolen away. by Reinke and knocked out of bounds by Marlette.
Great hands there by Carolyn Reinke. Never gave up on the play. Ruggles jump stops there. We're trying to go with the power layup and Reinke just knocks it right out of her hands. Got all ball clean. And then it went off bounds, out of bounds off of Ruggles.
27-27 all tied up with 1:15 to go here in the third period between Marlette Sandusky High School Girls Basketball. Pitching it in.
Oh, what a steal.
That was Addie Ruggles with a steal. That ball intended for Adelie Kaufman. I think, was that Guibord passing it?
I don't know who it was, but it was a great steal by Ruggles. She just stepped right in front and took it away. Now she's on the floor. Look at that effort.
Both teams trying to struggle for the ball. The first jump ball of the game, and it will be in possession of Marlette with 54.4 seconds to go here in the third period. 27-27 still tied up between Marlette and Sandusky.
I remind you, Marlette's doing this without Olivia Finley tonight, too.
She's been out. She hasn't played a regular season game yet. Due to concussion protocols, and that's okay. And they're doing pretty good without her, but imagine she was in there. You got another person with height advantage, three people with a height advantage and speed.
And she is fast, and she can shoot, too. Look at that, get inside a triple team to Martinez, and she still puts it up and gets it to go.
The hook shot, double team in for two. Marlette takes back the lead, 29-27.
That's just great basketball IQ. Martinez goes up and gets it against three Wolves, and then she spins away from all three of them and just flips it up and in.
Sandusky with possession. They're down by two now, 29-27. Emily Newland to Elodie Kaufman and back over to Guibord. Just passing the ball around the perimeter, trying to find an open shot here to Kaufman. Kaufman at the free throw line will pass it off. And a 3 second call?
Yeah, 3 seconds on Adelie Kaufman. Never got out of the lane, was trying to work that high post area.
Explain that rule for me. It was hard.
You can't stay inside the paint for more than 3 seconds unless the shot goes up.
So you have to just move around out of there.
Yeah, you got to get both feet outside the lane.
Okay. Can you have 1 foot in, 1 foot out?
You got to have clear. If your both feet are in, you got to clear both feet out.
Okay. 15 seconds to go here in counting here in the third period. Marlette leading by two. Martinez over to the left corner for three. And the miss by Delaney Gage. 4 seconds. Last second shot. Half court. Reinke up and, had a chance in the back of the rim that does not go in, but Marlette with the lead at the end of 3-29-27 here on WBGV 92.5. Our final frame coming up, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Our final period. Marlette leads 29-27. Martinez of how many points so far? Said 16.
Whew. I forgot what I said.
All right. Been a long day for you, JB.
It has.
Long week. Sandusky opens up. Go ahead.
Only three in the third quarter there for Martinez. It's a low-scoring quarter for her.
Helena Long over left corner to Caroline Renke. Zone defense still being applied, ineffective for Marlette tonight. Grace Gebord with it. Back to Caroline Renke, left side, inside left wing. Pass over to Gebord. Go ahead.
It's kind of interesting that Marlette's playing a zone defense against Sandusky, who's usually known for shooters. Normally when you play a zone defense, it's because they're either a great driving team or they got a big that you can't stop inside, so you try to take away the lane. Sandusky is just flurried with shooters. You got Gebord, Long, Ranky, and Kindeth. And Marlette's just sitting in a zone. Usually how you get a team out of zone, you just shoot them out there. But Sandusky has not been able to shoot Marlette out of that zone yet.
Last shot by Sandusky was a miss by Gebord. Rebound Marlette. Marlette misses a shot by Martinez. Fast break play here for Emily Newland. Her ball is knocked out, but she'll be fouled. Sandusky, after that rebound, to their side of the floor. Whistle is called in the fourth here. 7:08 to go. It's 29-27. Marlette with a two-point lead.
Foul on Delaney Gage of Marlette. Her second. That's going to put Meinyard at the line shooting two. I didn't think that was a foul on the shot, but they're going to say she was attempting to go up.
The arm was up out of from her hand towards the net. And very important free throws at this point. That first one is good, 29-28.
Just the second and third free throw attempt for Sandusky.
Marlette with the one-point lead so far. And back down the line for a second free throw. Emma Meinyard, that is.
Misses it.
Emma Meinyard, number 11 for Sandusky, misses the second free throw. 7 minutes to go here. I mistakenly said Emily Newland. The M's are killing me. That's Emma Meinyard with
great
that free
steal
throw.
By Ranky.
Ranky with a steal, another steal in this game. She's had four or five of them so far. Helena Long back to Renke. Renke left corner. Bounce pass to the other side to Emma Meinyard. Stolen away by Delaney Gage and Marlette. 2-on-1 situation. Gage was just... And she will take a shot anyways from the paint. Put back attempt, no good. Adelie Kaufman with a block. Put a little bit of skin there, but she gets the rebound and the steal away from Lily Lomansky. Goes for a shot. Well, a fast break play in the miss by Sandusky. Whistle was called, fighting for the rebound. And it'll be on Sandusky, apparently.
Well, Gabby Martinez secured that rebound, and then everybody started reaching in. When she gets that rebound, you just got to clear out because that's the third foul on Caroline Ranke now.
Fourth period. 6:18 to go. On the floor for Sandusky is Helena Long, Adelie Kaufman, Grace Gebord. We also have
Adelie
Caroline Ranke and Maggie Kindeth back on the floor here after that foul. Marlette with possession. Gabby Martinez between two defenders down the right lane.
Oh.
Does not drop. Pulling the rebound is Grace Gebord. It'd be a jump ball in favor of Sandusky.
Great job there by Martinez. Gebord got the rebound, but she just exposed the ball for half a second, and Martinez was able to get a hand on it to call the jump ball.
Inbounds pass from the baseline for Marlette. Lomansky on the floor. Pass over to Delaney Gage on the floor. Also for Marlette. Goes for three. Does not roll in. Put back Martinez. Good. Right side of the glass. Adelie Kaufman right there with her. But Martinez's shot drops 31-28.
No such thing as a bad shot when you got Gabby Martinez on the offensive glass.
31-28. 3-point lead. 1-possession lead here for Marlette.
If you're Sandusky, you still have time to be patient. Just make sure that ball gets inside to open everything up to get that defense to crash.
Kaufman bounce, goes for a shot from the left low block after the bounce pass and assist from Helena Long. And she'll go to the line now. Shot didn't go in, but she'll go to the free throw line.
But you got the ball inside, and good things happen when that happens against a zone. You go to the free throw line to shoot two. Got to get the ball inside if you're Sandusky.
Marlette with a three-point lead, 31-28, 5.5 to go in the game. First free throw up for Adelie Kaufman. Bounces around the rim a couple times. It does not go in.
Now you got to make your free throws if you're Sandusky. As Newland checks back in for Marlette.
5.5 to go here in the game. 31-28. Marlette with the lead. Second free throw is good. 31-29. Two-point lead. Marlette quickly down to their side of the floor. Swings it over to Addie Ruggles, left wing. Back to Martinez. She'll drive to the paint. She'll take the floater for two, hits the rim, no good, and Helena Long right there for the rebound to box out.
Off balance on that shot for Gabby Martinez. That was the issue there.
Maggie Kindoff to Grace Keyboard. Cross-court pass, left side to Renke. Pulls back to the left corner and makes her move to the top of the point to reset.
Well, Caroline Renke has yet to attempt a shot from the outside. If I'm Marlette, I'm playing off her. There you go, Helena Long will bury it.
Helena Long with a three-point shot for the left corner, and Sandusky takes a one-point lead, 32-31. Helena Long with a three. Left corner. Marlette with a shot, no good by Martinez. Rebound Sandusky. Yeah, hanging on to this one-point lead.
Martinez wasn't in there to rebound on that one. Sandusky able to secure the defensive board and clear.
Maggie Kindoff back to Renke for Sandusky. The Helena Long left corner back to Renke left wing. Back to Long left corner. Back to Renke, over to Maggie Kindoff. Around the perimeter with 4:15 to go here in the game. 32-31, Sandusky leads Marlette. High school girls basketball, 92.5. Moving into the basket. Pulls out Helena Long with an open look for three. Pulled the defender away from Helena Long. Open look, set, and drops a second three here to extend their lead, their largest lead of the game, 35-31.
You got the ball in the paint when you were Sandusky. What do? You kick it out, and Long knocks down the open shot.
Marlette in the paint. Grace Keyboard gets the rebound after the missed shot. Three Marlette players there, just two rebounders there defensively for Sandusky, and they were able to get it. Keyboard with the rebound.
Marlette starting to get sped up on offense now. Sandusky doing just enough on defense, harassing Martinez when she gets the ball inside the paint, forcing somebody else to beat them now. And Martinez has got to creep out to guard Long because she's hit back-to-back threes. It's going to open up inside.
7-0 run right now for Sandusky, I believe, after making a free throw by Kaufman and two back-to-back three-pointers by Helena Long. Last touch by Marlette. Loose ball as Helena Long lost it, but Marlette last touches it, goes out of bounds. I do believe that was Delaney Gage. Last nicking it. And we'll have a timeout, I believe. We'll be right back. It's 35-31. Sandusky leads Marlette. 3:16 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Timeout, Marlette.
I do believe this song we're hearing is Wolf Mother. I think the next full moon is a wolf moon, I think. You're not familiar with this band?
No.
Okay. I may be wrong, though. I don't know. I need Scott Bowlesby to aid me in this.
You're never wrong, Eddie.
I might be in this. I'm a little frazzled and a little... All right, here we go. Coming out of the timeout. Sandusky with possession. They lead by four. Largest lead of the game and 3:16 to go in the fourth. They have possession.
Big defensive possession here for Marlette. Got to hold this to a two-possession game. Can't allow that.
They switched up defensively here, I think.
Yeah, now they're going to a man trying to put a little more pressure on Sandusky. Catch him off guard in the timeout. What does Sandusky do? They dial up a layup for Grace Keyboard.
9-0 run here for Sandusky. 37-31.
Get the ball inside to Martinez.
Keyboard making that last two for Sandusky.
No foul called on that, but it'll be Marlette balls. Looks like Gage's hand was whacked right out of bounds.
Two possession lead, 37-31. Sandusky leads Marlette. Marlette swinging around the perimeter. They'll go for three.
Oh,
number
Delaney one. Gage.
Engage with Delaney Gage for the three, 37-34, ending the Marlette drought.
That was a huge momentum shift right there. Delaney Gage coming off of a dribble, just pulls up between two Sandusky defenders, swishes it, really puts momentum back on Marlette's side now. Let's see if they can get a stop defensively.
2:25 left in the game, 37-34. Sandusky leads. Renke out to Adelie Kaufman, over to Maggie Kindoff at the right corner. To Helena Long, back to Kindoff. To Caroline Renke for Sandusky with possession. They lead by three, 37-34, 2:10 to go in the game. Back up top to Grace Keyboard.
Just a five-out offense by Sandusky. Pass and cut. Try to see if somebody can beat their defender to the basket.
And force Marlette to maybe foul them, too.
You're taking plenty of time off the clock here. They had somebody open, but Martinez got a hand on it.
She's got some good wingspan on her. She barely jumped there. Just raised that arm on Long's pass. She was targeting the left low block. I think Renke was open down there, too.
Yeah, she was, but Martinez used her length. Able to disrupt the pass.
Kaufman, long shot, Swiss inside the right wing on the inbounds pass. 39-34.
What a time for Adelie Kaufman to come alive here in the fourth quarter.
1:40 to go and counting.
Now Sandusky goes back to a man-to-man defense.
Jump ball should be in favor of Marlette.
No, it'll go to Sandusky now.
Oh.
Because Marlette got the last one.
That's right. 1:38 to go, 39-34. 5-point lead. It'll be a timeout here for Sandusky, a long one for Al DeMotz. 39-34, 1:38 to go in the game. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, 1:38 to go here in the game. Sandusky leading late in the fourth, 39-34.
Marlette coming out with some full court pressure, trying to get a turnover here, see if they can't cut this down to a one possession game.
Sandusky crosses the timeline. Grace Keyboard pass to the left side to Helena Long. She is bumped, but it was out of bounds.
Last touch by Marlette. It'll be Sandusky ball underneath the basket now.
Last inbounds pass went to Adelie Kaufman inside the right wing for a shot for two. We will have a substitution coming in. Number 15, Alexandra Finley, who had scored in the third.
Yeah, she scored in the third. It looks like Coach Storm's going to go a little offense-defense here. Trying to get Finley in maybe for an offensive possession.
Inbounds pass goes to Keyboard. She'll throw it over to Caroline Renke, to Maggie Kineff. Up top the Grace Keyboard.
Marlette's going to have to apply some pressure here on Sandusky. Sandusky's going to be willing to dribble this one out. Up five with about a minute 10 to go. They're going to be patient as can be until they get a wide open layup.
Two fouls right now by Marlette committed. So yeah, two to give.
You can be aggressive here. You can be aggressive here. No one's in foul trouble. Be aggressive. Go for the steal.
39-34, and there will be a foul. Delaney Gage. That'll be the third foul for Marlette in this quarter. 56.3 seconds to go. 39-34. Sandusky leads Marlette. Inbounds pass the Keyboard.
And dribbles it off her foot, not a bounce. That's what pressure can do. You don't always have to steal the ball. You sometimes just got to force pressure and let the offense make the mistake.
Kind of a little bit of bump the body by Delaney Gates defensively. Incidental there. And that probably reaction made the ball go off her foot there. Okay. And Marlette with a big break.
Marlette down five. Does not need a three, but you can't turn it over. And they almost do there.
All right. 41.6 seconds to go here. 39-34. Sandusky with the 5-point lead. Two possession lead here. Marlette throws it in.
Still plenty of time on the clock. Go inside to Martinez. Get an easy two. Order Ruggles inside. That's a beautiful play, too.
She gets two. 39-36. Ruggles with the two. 32.9 seconds to go. We'll be right back. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Stolen away by Marlette. Trying to go for two. The last shot for two was by Addie Ruggles. It's 39-36. Fouls called. That will be on Sandusky after Marlette almost taking it away from Sandusky after the inbounds pass. 21.9 seconds to go.
Once again, Marlette, you don't need a three. You can get a two here with 20 seconds to go. But it's got to be quick. Can't be patient. You got to leave yourself enough time to get a stop.
It'll be Gage pitching it in.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Keyboard steals it away for Sandusky. Caroline Reinke with the ball. She's got it across
the timeline. 5 seconds left. You got a foul here. Got a foul.
And they won't be able to, but Martinez takes it and just can't get a shot in for a three because I think they were just out of timeouts there. 39-36. Sandusky escapes with the 3-point win over Marlette in the first meeting between these two teams. Battling back was Sandusky on a 9-0 run that helped in the fourth to win 39-36 in the first meeting between these two teams. It's going to be an exciting finish to the Greater Thumb East, I'll tell you that, folks. We'll be right back here with a post-game report. Again, Sandusky wins 39-36 over Marlette on WBGB 92.5. We'll be right back for a post-game report. Welcome back. Post-game report, 39-36 was the win for the Sandusky Wolves in the first period. Man, Marlette had to control this game throughout the first period, 10-7 at the end. And then Sandusky able to take the first lead of the game, 19-18 with a Renke fast break steal, 3:03 to go. Another lead, 21-20. But Marlette holding a halftime lead, 22-21. Coming into the third quarter, not much scoring. Ended 29-27. Martinez taking the lead after a couple ties. 25-25 tie by Guibord, 3:21 and a 2.5 mark. A tie for Marlette. Findlay coming in the game to tie it up for Marlette. But then Martinez with a two-point shot with 45 seconds to go, making it 29-27. Fourth quarter, Marlette had a 31-28 lead, but Sandusky went on a run. Helena Long, at first, it started off Adelie Kaufman's free throw, made one out of two, and back-to-back threes by Helena Long. Guibord with another two, making it 37-31. Three-pointer by Delaney Gaze at the 2:35 mark, leading by three. Kaufman making a two on the inbounds pass, a swisher from inside the right wing, 39-34. 39-36 with a Ruggles shot, but time ran out. Marlette had a chance. I don't know if they had any timeouts left, but it was a far, you know, they're on the other side of the floor getting the possession there against Sandusky. Sandusky comes away with a win, 39-36. This was controlled by Marlette throughout 3.5 quarters before Sandusky came in, come back for the win here.
Well, I credit Sandusky after being down 6-0 to start this game. They never panicked. It took them a while to figure out Marlette's zone. Then they did, and they just started chipping away slowly but surely. Then Marlette was going to try catching Sandusky off guard by coming out of a timeout and going man, and Sandusky caught onto it right away. Boom, Grace Guibord layup. Next thing you know, momentum's on Sandusky's side, and they never really looked back. But credit Marlette, you know, they had a chance at this game. I think that last possession when they turned it over, they were looking inside to Ruggles. I said if you wanted a layup, it had to be quick. There was only 20 seconds left in the game. When the steal happened, they just lost track of time of how quickly it was going. By the time Martinez got the steal on the defensive side, she didn't really have time for a full court heave. And then the buzzer sounds, and that's your final score.
Okay, we'll do our post-game stats first for the Marlette team here.
Yeah, first for Marlette. Leading the way, of course, was Gabby Martinez with 18 points in this one. She had 13 at the half, and she was a 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Next was Delaney Gage with 9 points. She hit that 3 in the fourth quarter. She scored in every quarter. 2 in each quarter, then 3 in the fourth. Adeline Ruggles with 5 points. Findlay added in 2, and Newland added in 2 points.
How was her free throws total?
From the free throw line, they were 7 of 10.
7 of 10 for Marlette. Gabby Martinez, I want to see if you, I don't know if you mentioned it. How was she in the second half scoring-wise? Did Sandusky maybe clamp down a little bit?
Yeah,
was she
able
to make enough points?
So what I thought about this is Sandusky did a good job forcing Martinez outside, but I think she also got a little content of, well, I dominated the first half. We're okay. We're going to win this. She kind of vacated the paint and wasn't going back to what was working for her in the first half, and that was being inside, using your physicality against Kaufman, because Kaufman had 3 fouls in the first half and then didn't pick up another one after that. If I'm Coach Storm, I'm telling Gabby Martinez, go inside, go against Kaufman, get her out of the game, because when she was out of the game with foul trouble, you had great success. But credit Coach DeMont, they did what they had to do. They came away with the win. Marlette got a little complacent in the second half, but I think that had to do with some defensive adjustments by Sandusky.
All right, Sandusky with a win, 39-36. When we come back, we'll have our post-game stats for the Sandusky Wolves on WBGB 92.5 FM. High school basketball, girls basketball, Sandusky wins 39-36 over Marlette. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Our post-game report, Sandusky girls over Marlette girls, 39-36. Here is our post-game stat report for the Sandusky Wolves.
For Sandusky, leading the way was Grace Guibord. 14 points, 10 in the first half for Guibord. Second on the line was for Helena Long, 13 points, 10 of them in the second half for Helena Long. So those two kind of just trading paces. Then Caroline Rinke with 8 points all in the first half. Adelie Kaufman, 3 points all in the fourth quarter. And Emma Minard, 1 point in the fourth quarter. Sandusky was 2 of 5 from the free throw line on the night. So not great from the charity stripe for the Wolves, but hey, the outside shooting kept them in this game. A couple 3 balls by Guibord and Long each was able, really the difference in this game.
Yeah, they had a little bit of foul trouble in the first half. Not so much in the second half as a team against Marlette. Again, you know, you got to have a good coach to settle them down. I mean, there were a little bit of minor panic here and there, but you know,
you never saw them really go full panic mode. Coach DeMont knows what he's doing. He knows how to keep these girls calm, cool, and collective, keep them in the game. And if Coach DeMont is down 5 with 3 minutes to go or down single digits with 3 minutes to go, hey, he's got a chance to win this game. We saw him coach it right down to the end. They went kill mode once they got the lead with about 1.5 minutes to go, and it worked to their success.
highly impressive, though, showing here for Marlette. Red Raiders, despite the loss, 39-36, Sandusky on top. That's your post-game stats there for Sandusky, shooting 7 points in the first, 14 in the second, 6 in the third, and 12 points was the big one there in the fourth. You look at Marlette's, they had 10 in the first, 12 in the second period, 7 apiece in the third and fourth quarter. In fact, there was a long scoring drought by both teams here in the third quarter. And then late in the fourth, it just really broke open, at least in the middle there by Sandusky's
run. Those
two
threes, those back-to-back threes by Helena Long, that was the difference in this game. When she hit those two threes, you went, oh boy, here we go. Sandusky's going to start shooting, and they shot their way back into this game, and actually that gave them the lead there, and they never looked back after that.
And Sandusky did a good job adjusting defensively against the height advantage that Marlette had also. All right, we'll be back with more closing remarks here on WBGB 92.5 post-game report, Sandusky girls over Marlette, 39-36. We'll be right back. Happy's going to be good for the Sandusky team as they win 39-36 over Marlette. Somebody's going to be stopping at Dairy Queen tonight.
I say, you think they're going to Dairy Queen to celebrate?
Maybe. There or Mickey D's, possibly. The win for Sandusky girls, 39-36. Up next for Marlette after this loss, they will take on Ubley, another league game here. You saw Ubley against Harbor Beach. How did he look there?
Defensively, they are a very good team. Offensively, they can struggle to score the ball. So it's really going to come down to Marlette. If they can play good defense, they'll be just fine. But they got to stay inside with Gabby Martinez. Use her size to your advantage. Don't get complacent. Don't let her start to drift outside. Keep pounding that ball in the paint.
So they'll have Ubley next week and also Harbor Beach. That will be a home game for Marlette next week for the Marlette Red Raiders girls basketball team. Then they'll have KPEC, Memphis, and Brown City, who they beat this past week, 46-32. They're still in the hunt here, JB. Still in the hunt. Still plenty of time here. But you got to take care of business first. Sandusky themselves next week on the 15th. They'll have KPEC, and they'll be at Brown City. A dangerous Brown City team, I would say. And then that's an away game. Then they'll have Memphis and PEC. And then the rematch against Harbor Beach on January 25th. I do believe I'll be covering that game. And that would be a home game for Sandusky girls. Sandusky girls moves to 4, 5, 6, 7, and 1. Well, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That is 5 and 3. No, 6 and 3 for Marlette. Yeah. Okay. According to this. All right. We'll be giving our coverage next week. We have Croswell Lexington at Yale for boys basketball on Thursday, Friday, girls basketball, Croswell-Lexington at Yale. Girls, big BWAC showdown. All four teams there doing really well this season, and it's going to be an exciting matchup in the first meetings for league play next week. Looking forward to it. Your game, you have a game tomorrow?
It's PEC at Kingston, weather pending, of course.
Yeah, that's yeah. Be safe on the roads. Our winter storm watch is in effect. That is going to wrap things up here for our post-game report. For Jonathan Bisher of Thumbtucket of Sports, I'm Eddie Fury. Tune in to the Sports Line, a recap of this game and other games going on for this past week. The Thumb Sports Line show on WMIC, Monday evenings, 95.3 FM, with your host, Mike Gallagher of the San Lake County News. We may have Scott Bowlsby coming on the show next Monday also. We'll find out for sure, though. We never know. I think we were supposed to have him this past Monday for our first show back on the air for basketball season. Winter sports fully underway. Have a great evening. Be safe. Do something nice, be good to each other, and as Phil Nichols' mother would say, make good choices. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports and WBGV 92.5.